Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. I have a new claimant on the line, Elaine Springer.
Okay. I'm just writing down her name, Elaine Springer. You could transfer her over. I can help her.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, do I have Elaine on the line?
Hello. Yes, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. My name is Randy Reese. Yes, it is Reese, just like the peanut butter cups. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just jotting down some information here. The connection sounds real good, but sometimes on these transfer calls, the audio quality goes bad. If that should be the case, I will immediately call you back from my desk phone. Now, just to confirm, your phone number is 360-375-3448.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, ma'am. And how are we doing? You doing good today?
Yeah, I'm actually doing okay. It's kind of cold. My hands are freezing and it keeps trying to rain all the time. I'm on
Where?
Orcas Island in San Juan Islands, so
I was just
it's
going
the
to ask
time of
where you're
year.
located. It is that time of the year, for sure. Okay. All right. I just sent you a text message, and that has my contact information in it, as I mentioned I'd be doing. Okay.
Okay. Yes, Randy Reese, I see
That's me. Just like I said, like the peanut butter cups. Okay. Let's
it.
go ahead and
And
call
I'm
this
sure
in.
you get, I'm sure that people call you delicious or sweet or all kinds of silly stuff, right?
I've heard it all. And then you
I
came out
know.
with Reese's Pieces. Now that one never stops, okay? So
I know, I'm sure.
that's okay though. No, I say it because it truly does help people remember my name. Anyways, here, Ms. Springer, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I already did some preliminary questions, but I'm very
Okay.
happy to continue.
Hang on to those, and I'll probably be asking them again. So I apologize in advance if they're repetitive. In fact, on these intakes, some of the questions do get asked a couple times, but I'll help you get through it. It'll be no problem.
Okay.
Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And here's one of those questions I said that does repeat itself. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter I'm referring to, or signed documents, again, for this specific matter with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm you've not done that?
I'm willing to say that I have not done that.
Thank you. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers?
Yes, it was ovarian cancer.
I am so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, really horrible. My husband had liver cancer. He didn't survive. He passed away last year. So as much as I'm thankful to be alive, it's horrible what has happened to us. We had a happy life, and then we both were starting to get sick, and
I'm
it
so
just
sorry
has
to hear
been
that.
horrible.
I
Yeah.
am so sorry to hear that. And I've been married myself for quite a long time, so I know that that's very, very painful. I can imagine it.
Yeah. Now that's your partner.
It is. Concerning the cancer, ma'am, and this is okay if you don't know the answer to this one, but do you know if they diagnosed any subtypes such as epithelial, anything like that, clear cell? If not, that's fine.
No, I didn't ever hear anything other than ovarian cancer, and then I freaked out, but
Well, I was going to
that
say
was
that
all that I was.
I've heard this before. That's when your mind, you're not hearing anything that follows out of their mouth after that. Okay,
Right.
because I get it. I do.
Well,
So.
I think the word that any kind of cancer, you hear, oh, we don't know what this is, let's do a biopsy, and the first thing you do is think, uh-oh, cancer.
I
So,
do
yeah,
know.
that's
I do
how it
know.
is.
I do know. Yes, I'm 65 now. Okay, so trust me. We know. Young lady,
Okay.
I should say. How's that? Now, will you be
Well,
filed? Will you be filed? Oh, you
so
sound
I'm
so
70, so
good.
I'm
Oh.
thank you. I'm not to I feel and act young, I just technically am not.
Well,
But
you sound
but
good. You
that's
sound
okay.
really good, actually.
Yeah, I'm very healthy otherwise. I really recovered pretty surprisingly.
Good to hear it. I that is one of the questions. It's actually not part of the intake, but I always ask towards the end, how are you doing? So I'm glad to hear that. You beat me to it, but thank you. So, ma'am, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes,
And
just
what was the
me.
date you were
And if,
diagnosed?
like I said, it's just me anymore, so
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I could use some help or a break or something good. You said you asked when was I diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am. What was your diagnosis date? When were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
June of 2022.
Do you think it was the beginning of the month? Middle month?
Yes. Yeah. Somewhere around the 8th.
Okay. Thank you. I'll go with that.
I think June 8th is, I try to remember dates. June 8th rhymes or feels like it rhymes. June 8th. I don't know. June 8th. Put the word, run the word together. It's just like when I stopped using it was on St. Patrick's Day. So okay. I try to use things to help me remember dates. So June 8th.
Good. Good, yeah. Good, good. Now, who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Melissa Lowe.
Hold on, hold on. Is that in Washington State?
Yeah, it is. She's, I live on an island, so
well, you told
we
me
didn't
you
have
in,
anything
you
here.
You told me you lived in San Juan Island. I know where that is. So, let me pull
oh,
her
actually,
up.
It's Orcas Island.
Orcas Island. Did you have to go into
San Juan,
Seattle?
But it,
did you have to go into Seattle?
I had to go south of Seattle, yeah, Silverdale. It's by Seattle.
I'll find her on Google here. Bear with me. No, she's not there. Okay, hold on.
Lowe is spelled L-O.
Okay. Say her name again for me.
Melissa.
Melissa?
Yes.
And
she's
then
a gynecologist.
Okay.
L-O.
Thank you. That's what I was asking.
I don't know if you're looking in categories, but that might help.
No, but I did find her. Absolutely. And she's got pretty good reviews too. Good job. Okay. Now, did you see her there on it's looks like 1780 Northwest. I'm probably going to say this wrong, but Mahare Road, number 2120 on Silverdale. Did you go to the hospital to see her?
No, I saw her at that clinic.
Okay. The doctor's clinic.
It's like a medical center.
Gotcha.
It's not actually a hospital. They deal strictly with cancer.
Correct. I do. I've got them up on my screen. And like I said, it looks like a pretty good place. So it looks like you were in good hands.
Yeah, well, it works.
that's good hands if you ask me.
Absolutely.
I'm just copying and pasting, so I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
Now, me already admitting to my age, you and I didn't grow up with computers. How are you with computers? Do you do pretty well?
I'm awesome with them. Yeah,
I do well
and,
myself.
And basically, my phone is my mini computer.
There you go.
I try not to live on my phone, but boy, it's really helpful, handy. Look stuff up. I'm a well-educated person, and I'm very curious. So if I don't remember something, or if I don't know something, I absolutely have to look it up right then.
Good for you. Good for you. We're never too old to stop learning. Believe me.
No.
Believe
That's right.
Me. Believe me. Okay. Now, let me continue. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Well, yes, because if I had been diagnosed, I would have stopped using it right away. So, yes, used it for probably almost 10 years even knew about it.
On average, how many times a year do you think you used it?
Oh, I used it, three or four times a month.
Oh, wow.
Like
so
once, like a week.
Like,
every
like
week.
Weekly?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not
three
the first one I heard.
A month.
That's
yeah,
an awful
I would
lot.
Say a week.
But you are not the first lady I've heard that. Now,
I was trying to keep it touched up. It was, you know, just touching it up. It wasn't like.
You're fine.
Yeah, that's
you're
what
fine.
I thought I was doing.
Now, young lady, Ms. Springer, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And what is your date of birth?
October 2nd, 1954.
I am 1959, so we're of the same decade. How's that? Now,
that's a good decade.
It is. It is. It is. They've gone back to the music that we grew up with, too. So I have October 2nd, 1954, correct?
Yes.
I'm getting myself so sidetracked in this conversation with you. Thank you for being so light about this, because this is a really serious
Well, we can relate to each other.
I
if
like
we're
it.
The same era.
I like it. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
It was strictly ovarian cancer. Fortunately, did not have anything in the breasts.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear
I still
that.
Have them, and they're really nice.
Oh, I love to hear it. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I did send you my contact information. You have that. And I just want to tell you that a little bit off subject, but please feel free to pass that on if you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about this claim. Okay. Now,
okay.
Were you in the state of Washington primarily when you used this the whole, was that the primary use Washington in that state? In other words, or
yes.
Did you live somewhere else also?
Well, during the time of using it, I was in Washington.
Perfect. I'm going to stop there.
I grew up in Wyoming, so it's okay.
When did you stop or start using hair relaxer? Your best guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, that one's easy to remember because March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, and it was 2012.
Okay.
So it's like just a little more than 10 years of use.
Okay.
Since it was June 8th that I stopped. So those are somewhat easier to remember.
Thank you. And then we have June 8th, which you already told me. But you didn't actually use it on the 8th. So how long prior to the 8th do you think you stopped using it? Or did you actually use it that day before you went to the doctor? You might have.
I think that I actually did.
Yeah, okay. I
couldn't get in right away, so I stopped using on the June 8th, but I didn't get to the doctor till about June 20th.
Okay.
But 20 or 21, 22.
You were diagnosed on the 8th, though, correct? With your cancer.
Well, that's when I stopped, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because I stopped right away as soon as I found out. So.
Okay. So,
but then as far as all the other tests and everything, in case there was something other than...
Oh, of course. They usually don't take you right in. So that would have been you also stopped using it on 6-8 of 2022, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then we've already determined, but you use these products approximately weekly, correct?
Yes.
And then we've kind of already determined this, but you did tell me that you used... these products for several years straight. How many consecutive years would you say you used them? Was that 10?
10.
10. And did you primarily receive these treatments at home?
I did it myself.
Okay. And which product did you use? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. It was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And... this one's worded, I know you're going to get it because we've already had a good conversation and I know you. The way this one's worded is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you. And what type of treatments did you receive?
Well, first was chemotherapy, which was... awful, nauseating, made me tired.
How many cycles of that did you get? Do you remember? It's not required if you don't.
Okay, chemotherapy, I got six sessions over 3 months.
Okay.
And it was IV in the arm. I remember how miserable it was sitting there with all the other patients who, it just felt like I was in a morgue, you know, because I wasn't the only one in this treatment center, and everybody had IV, and nobody wanted to talk to each other because we didn't have anything good to say. It was very sad. Chemotherapy, and then I had a hysterectomy.
Oh, full hysterectomy?
So, yeah, complete.
Oh, you poor
thing. It's gone. Well, I wasn't going to be having children at that age anyway, so, but.
Well, they should get off the hook for
it's
that.
Still a traumatic,
well,
it's
yeah.
still a traumatic thing.
Right.
And then also pain meds. I don't know exactly.
I've got that.
That always goes
with the chemos. I'd already typed that one in. And then you had mentioned just a second ago that about the 22nd is when you started treatment. 6/22 of 22. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. 6/22 of 2022. And then, as far as treatment goes, was that still Dr. Melissa?
Yes, it was. She was a gynecologist and she followed through on everything.
Okay, good. I hate it when they change it to somebody who's cold and
unfamiliar. Pass year round.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got I got the specialist right away. I didn't have to keep getting transferred.
You are very fortunate.
Because I didn't
respect.
Live there. I mean, it wasn't convenient.
Yes, yes. Not only that, there's lots of, okay. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And I know we know this, but please spell your first name for me.
E-L-A-I-N-E.
And Ms. Springer, please spell your last name for me.
S-P-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Thank you. And what is your social security number, please?
520-60-0209.
Thank you. And I have elainespringer@yahoo.com. Is that your best email address?
Yeah.
And
keeping
this phone,
it simple.
I like that, actually. And this phone number, 360-375-3448, is this a mobile phone?
It's my cell phone, yes. It's the only number I have.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
That's a good question. Phone's probably best because I would answer it right away. I do check my emails probably more regularly than texts.
Okay.
However, if I get a phone call and I get a voicemail, I don't always check those. So.
Would you prefer I put email then?
Let's do that. Email
okay.
Sounds better because I check email once a day at least.
Okay.
And certainly if I'm expecting important things,
okay.
I will check.
Okay. What is your address, please?
91 Grove Street. G as in George, R as in Robert, O, V as in Victor Street.
And
so and the East Sound, that's one word, E-A-S-T, S as in Sam, O-U-N-D, East Sound, like a body of water, and that is Washington, 98245.
And that is in a beautiful part of the world. Now,
it is.
Let me pull this a bigger because I want to see if this is where I was at. I have got this picture I took a long time ago from one of those, this isn't it. But it's looking on downtown Seattle, and you wouldn't believe the way that, oh, you're way up there. You're in the Keys.
Wait, yeah. We are actually farther north and a little east of Victoria.
I've been to
Vancouver
Victoria
Island.
As well. I see that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Vancouver,
beautiful
yeah.
Where you're at. Oh,
pretty much
God.
Right at, yeah. Right up there, and we're in a rain shadow, so we don't get as much rain as Olympia or Seattle.
Right.
Very green, and of all the San Juan Islands, Orcas is the least populated and the most topographically diverse. So lots of trees, mountains, rivers, waterfalls. It's really pretty, but only 4,000 people on an island that's about 60 square miles. So
you gotta
just
love
really
life
lovely.
Up there. You gotta love life up there.
Absolutely. And everybody's happy here. Why wouldn't you be?
Okay. Now.
Well, I mean, unless you get sick.
That's correct. Please,
then,
Ms. Springer.
Then you've got to get the heck out of here. Got to fly out. Sometimes you have to be helicoptered out of here if you're seriously in danger.
I got one piece of advice for that. Stay healthy.
good plan.
Yeah, I hope it always works out, right? Can you please confirm for me that your medical records do exist? Now, we are going to attempt to get them, but in the event that we can't get them, you would be able to assist and get them and provide them either electronically or mail?
Yeah, the hospital has them. I didn't keep any of that.
Okay. That's confirming that they exist. And
exist.
Thank you for that. And right. It hasn't been if it was over 20 years, well, then we might have an issue, but it's not. So you're fine.
Yeah. Everything's electronic and computerized and stored and backed up and all of that stuff.
Now, this is truly the last question, Ms. Springer. Do you have an emergency contact? I need to get an emergency contact. This is someone, all I need is a name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe. It's someone that if we need to and can't get a hold of you, we can call and say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Elaine. We would not be telling them any pertinent information about your case or anything like that. But is there somebody that you would trust that we could say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Elaine?
Oh, boy. I'm really kind of out here by myself.
I know.
My neighbors that are across the street are only here 6 months out of the year.
Well, just any first name and a phone number and someone that might be able to get a hold of you in the event we can't.
Okay, well, my sister and her first name is Charlene,
Okay.
Charleen.
Okay. And what's Charlene's phone number?
Okay, let me be sure I'm giving you the right one here.
That's fine.
It is 307-399-9072. She's in Wyoming, though, so it's not like she's right here.
I'm going to make it there one day. I've not been to Wyoming yet.
I grew up on a cattle ranch in Wyoming in the mountains, and it's not as pretty as Orcas Island, so don't tell them that because they think it's lovely. And it doesn't have ocean
no,
or water.
I
it does have waterfalls.
Right.
It
yeah,
does have
do.
Waterfalls, rivers, and stuff, but not quite the same. It's just it's not as green as here. That's the other thing. You know, it can get, you know, there's 1 or 2 months that are green and then a long winter. So
that's
those are
fun.
Things that I don't miss at all. I love
yeah.
Orcas because maybe there's a couple weeks of what feels like winter. The rest of it's just a little
really,
rainy, a little cold.
That's
and
further
it's
north
otherwise
than
quite
I've
nice.
Been. I have been to Canada on the Victoria Island side, but that's further north in Washington than I've ever been. And one day I'll make it there. That is
yeah.
a beautiful country.
Yeah, it
now,
is pretty.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Yes, I know how to do that.
I was going to get to teach you. Hold on, I'm sending you a link.
Nah, I told you, I might be old, but I've done all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I can do it. It's very easy.
I just sent you over. It's coming right now. It's spinning. You should have just gotten a text message from me. You can actually access it from your email or your text, wherever you conveniently want to
okay,
access it.
Okay, I see it right here on the text.
Go
and
ahead and pull it up. I'm going to be quiet
and
let you.
Yes.
Just do it. You just keep
okay,
going. Okay,
I'm pulling it up, and I just said yes to open it, and I'm going to continue.
Thank you.
All right, I have a stylus, so I'm going to
take your time.
Get that out of my phone and make my signatures. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
Well, you're only going to make a signature one time, and then once you hit adopt and
sign,
it'll
right.
you,
then,
you know
yeah,
this.
Then you just hit it.
Right,
yeah.
You know this. DocuSign might even already know you.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. But I'm just following what I'm directed to do here, so...
And thank you for that. And I hope I'm not interrupting, but one of my favorite programs that they're not having on TV anymore was that Laramie program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know you
that
knew
was
it.
It's yeah, really it's a, good Western.
It was.
It wasn't so small. I could see it. There we go.
Yeah. I will tell you this. As I mentioned, a copy of this does get deposited into your email. If you come up with any questions or something, you're always
okay.
more than welcome to reach out to me. That number that
okay.
I sent you.
It says
that,
I'm done signing.
Oh, I've got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Let me just tell you a couple things here. Like I was saying, you can always reach out to me if you have any questions or anything like that. I just sent you a second text message, and this is Pulaski. This is the lawyer that represents you in this case. Now, they're
okay.
also – they're going to
be – 909 number. I see
yeah,
it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. They're going to be giving – probably not today. Maybe, but probably not today because of the – although you're on the same time zone as us, so maybe. You'll get an introductory call from them. It's just basically an introductory call. You know who they are, that type of thing. You're more than welcome to ask them questions as well. Obviously, they represent you. And again, if there's anything that, you know, you're not certain about or anything, you can always reach back out to me.
Okay.
And having said that, I'm going to be looking you up. No, I would have never do that. I'm kidding you. But
no, go ahead.
I'm teasing you.
You're welcome to visit. You can look me up on Facebook. Well, I'm kind of closed on Facebook just to my friends, but
I'm the same way.
I don't have anything to hide.
I would never go there, Ms. Springer. I only say that because I am a little envious of where you live in the world. It's beautiful.
Oh,
so
good.
You just
enjoy
yourself.
Well, you've got my phone number. If you and your wife are ever around, you're welcome. I've got a wonderful guest room with an ocean view.
Well, thank you so much for that, ma'am. Listen, you have a blessed holiday weekend. If Pulaski,
I have one quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
One question.
Yes, ma'am.
I know this is going to sound greedy, but it's money, and boy, I need it. Approximately, if everything goes the way I would like it to, when might I get some money?
Well, that's a question for the attorneys, but I'm going to give you a little tip.
Okay.
Go on to Google. Two things that you could Google. You could Google average settlement time for hair relaxer claims.
Okay.
And then you could also Google average settlement amount for hair relaxer claims.
Okay.
It's Friday. Right. And the thing about it is, from what you've told me, you've got a pretty strong case. And I say this in comparison to other cases that I take, because I do this. This is what I do for a living. When we talked about reinventing ourselves, I haven't been doing this forever. I actually had a whole different career and stuff. But this, I really feel like I'm helping people. And so I get
You're helping people. Yeah, that's
so
good.
I really enjoy this. And in your case, I know that there is no amount of money that's going to make up for what you had to go through. But I do hope that you get justice out of this. I certainly do, Ms. Springer, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Okay, and you have a blast.
And I have your number, Randy, and I've got the law firm's number, and thank you again.
You're good to go. You have a blessed holiday, ma'am.
Okay, and you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.